crucial day in my opinion. Like listening to them experts and them stating it clearly, and it's up there on the board in black and white, that the freeze thaw thinking is out the window, nothing at all to do with it, you know, and that we are now following the science. Now, there is a couple of issues there within this draft, and that is the fact that where did they get to go from 0.2 to 0.3 in total sulphur? The other one is why is mica and freeze thaw still in there? And then what I found remarkably, I suppose not surprising, like, but nobody, no government representation here, like, you know, a day that all these experts were here, a day that they could use, you know, very, very disappointed that our local minister isn't here. Not more representation from government. I think it would send out a really clear message and great hope for the people, and that's what we need, like.
Has anything been presented here today that the government or the NSAI do not know? Because it seems to me anything that's been said by Paul Dunlop, by the other experts, we've heard them say it before, they've said it on Highland Radio, they've said it at public meetings in the past. Was there anything actually new here today? Because this must be stuff the government has heard a million times before.
Of course they know about it. The government know about it before anybody knows about it. We know that, like, you know, but the interesting thing was, like, you know, when the lady asked, you know, for political input in here, like, you know, and asking for, you know, we know that Sinn Féin was here, 100% Redress Party was here, like, we know Martin McDermott was here from the Defected Concrete Block Committee. But as far as ministers and TDs, you know, people within the housing agency, all that kind of stuff is missing, like. So what does that tell you? There is no, absolute zero political will to move this here any quicker. And I've said it before and I'm saying it again, we need to move as a one unit in Donegal, everybody wear the same jersey,